Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. AJ?
Kindergarten, Miss Sheridan. This is back in the day before.
Is this best teacher?
No. Matter of fact, this would probably be a court case, but...
if it happened today...
It never would have
flew. This would be international news.
She looked like the stereotypical school mom. She had the bun in the hair. She had the dress. It was long gray. Always the same dress every single day.
Oh.
It went all the way down to her ankles. That's how long this thing was. It looked like it was wool.
That's okay.
Yeah, but apparently any time, if you were like leaning back in your seat at all, like leaning back and you had your head back, she thought you were trying to look up her dress. So she would oblige by grabbing her dress and pulling it probably about waist high, going, "Looking at my dress, looking at my dress, looking at my dress," back and forth across the room, basically, you know, horrifying.
Did she say it that loud?
Yes, loud. Like let everybody know an example that you were trying to look up her dress was.
So she'd yell it, and she'd put your head under the dress?
No,
she would just pull it up.
She would just pull it up, so you saw her granny panties, those big bloomer thingies.
What color were they? White?
Like they were like an off-white, kind of like these beige on these walls. They might have been white at one time. I don't know.
Okay.
But she pulled going, "Look at my dress."
So something else she was wearing every day.
Yeah, and she wore like those spinster shoes, and you could see where.
What are the spinster
those
shoes?
Those are ones almost like the kind like the pilgrims wore. They had like a big gold buckle on them and stuff like that. They were like, you know, like not a heel, but kind of like just kind of like a shoe. And and she had.
Wait, it's a shoe that was kind of like a shoe.
Like, you know, like there's nothing sexy about it at all. Like she was like the
least sexy person.
The antidote for hot. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that would never happen.
And you
these
could
days.
And you could yes, of course it would. And she had those stockings that like went up to like her mid thigh.
Wait, what was that, Ash?
Sorry, I feel like that would never happen like nowadays.
Oh,
like a teacher lifting up her skirt.
Oh,
and, like,
no, that's a
never.
Cell phone video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then viral.
Yeah.
And fired.
And this wasn't a skirt. This was a one-piece gray thing that started at her shoulders.
What grade was this?
This is kindergarten.
Oh.
Right. Miss Sheridan.
I think
and we all know why she was
have
missed.
Cell phones
no one
now, right?
Make her misses. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that was not what you were looking at. That was the furthest thing in your mind.
Right.
Was trying to look up her
so
dress.
So apparently this happened to you.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Several times? Or?
It happened to me. It happened to like five or six of us kids.
Okay.
Why would we want to look up there?
No. No. I'm not saying you would.
There's no prize whatsoever.
All right. Horrible. You poor thing.
I'm still
now we know
affected.
Why you're so screwed up.
Thank you.
Tolls.
No.
If you want to stop, now's the time. There's a pro-tolls lobbying group launching a $900,000 advertising campaign.
Save your money.
Do you think they're lobbying on our behalf?
Of course not.
It's poor people in Connecticut. We need to help them.
Yes. Yes, they have money in their wallet. We got to make sure. We got to keep them balanced.
Oh, God.
Make it nice and empty. Less burden on their heart.
Listen, when an idea is so bad, like, so you have the governor's office, right? You have the Senate and the House, and it's a blue state, and you can't get this idea through. You need to hire a lobbying group to get your idea through. This is bad.
Yeah,
let it
go.
It stinks to high heaven.
Let it go. It's a dumb idea. Admit it, walk away.
$900,000 advertising campaign. I think they already spent $734,000. Did you see that commercial, like, Move Forward,
yeah.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
I love it. It's a typical political ad. There's, like, all black and white and grainy.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is Connecticut roads without tolls. And then it's like, well, tolls will bring nice roads. And then it gets, you know, all in color
right.
And
everybody's
family.
Smiling and happy.
Everyone's happy.
Right. Family dogs wagging his tail.
They forgot to show you opening up that Easy Pass bill every month. Where did you go?
To work.
Grabs their chest. They fall right. Back. Like you see their feet.
Families eating like cat food.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pass, writing out the Easy Pass check.
Right. Pass the fancy feast, Mom.
Yeah.
Yep. Cat food's got to be better than dog food, though, right?
I would think so.
Well, man. It's too many tastes.
So where are we in the fight? And will this representative vote for tolls? On the phone, State Rep. Kara Pavlak-D'Amato. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you going to vote?
I'm voting no.
Yay.
Woohoo.
See?
Easy easy no for me.
See, we love you.
And why?
It's in Bristol, most of 99% of the residents are middle working class. And the way they see it is this is just another tax on them, something they can't afford.
They see right.
Yeah. So it's an easy no for me.
So when you talk to some folks in Hartford who say, well, my constituents are on the fence, do you believe that?
Not for a second.
Yeah.
See? That's why I like her.
I did 6,000 doors in each of my last campaigns, and I asked about tolls at the doors in my last campaign, and I think two people out of all those households told me they were for tolls. So if people are actually doing doors...
Was there a payloader parked outside?
There's just no way they're saying that, and all the polls say the same thing.
Yeah. I feel the same way. You know, they come out with these numbers. I saw the Channel 3 poll, 92.5% against tolls. I was like, yeah, that feels about right.
Yep.
Like, when I'm walking around or talking to people, it's about 92.5%.
Exactly. No one says, oh, tolls, can't wait.
And then there's a group that they don't know. Then there's a group that they think that they won't be told because of where they live.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I won't pay them, so what the hell?
Right.
Now, these numbers you see where they say, 40, 50% is going to be paid for by out-of-state drivers. Do those numbers hold any water?
I mean, it just... You know, I think a lot of those numbers it's speculative, and it's still there's, because of the way the highways are set up in Connecticut, let's face it, we all drive on 84, 91, 95 to get to where we need to work. So even if out-of-state residents are paying for a portion of it, well, that doesn't reduce the tax for me. As somebody who's riding those highways, not only to get to work, but to get to the mall and to go to the next town over. So for me, that doesn't make a difference because it's still coming out of my pocket.
Yeah, I feel like more people go into New York to work than people in New York come into Connecticut to work.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
I'd say so. In addition, don't forget, a lot of people take the train. And that's, I don't think they're taking that into account. Look, if it could be just on 95, or if it could be just, you know, you have, like I mentioned, on...
Wait a minute now. You sound like you're up for a compromise. So if they say, we're just going to put them on these highways, you'd vote yes?
Look, if it was an imaginary world where people actually did what they said,
gotcha.
I would have the discussion. But we all know that what comes out of one side of their mouth, it's something different on the other side, because immediately they divert the funds. They take the funds from the special transportation fund. And based on the history, I've only been there 4 years, and I see it every day. So I don't trust anybody up there, and I'm an easy no.
Okay. And so what do you see every day? Just people saying one thing, doing another, and money getting wasted?
Yeah, it's we're going to put this money in this fund only for transportation. Yet in the Democrats' budget this year, because I sit on the Appropriations Committee, they're already taking money out of it. They're taking money from the car sales tax.
But I thought we had a lockbox.
Right. Well, instead of...
I like the way you said, right.
Right. Oh, you fell for that.
Right.
Yeah. His lockbox. Woo.
Lockbox. In quotes. Yeah.
That was like the first time I asked Jennifer for a date.
Right.
Right.
As we say, when, you know, it may have a lockbox and a lock in the front, but it has a hole in the back.
Gotcha.
Ooh.
Or no bottom.
Yeah, I think
to
somebody
it, yeah.
said that there's more holes in this thing than Swiss cheese.
It's got no bottom, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. They also find ways of, before even putting the money in there, diverting it. So that's how they get around it. And I think we have a clip of Senator Austin saying exactly that.
Yeah.
What about they're putting these foundations already on various roads? I know people who've seen them do it for toll gantries.
That's a good one. Is this a Facebook conspiracy theory? Because there's lots of pictures floating around that some of the footings for the gantries are already being built or in place. Any of that true?
Well, I have not heard anything. Nobody has brought that to my attention. However, I have to admit that looking through the Democrats' budget the other day, bills that have not even passed have already been implemented and put into this budget that we voted on the other day. So things like minimum wage, marijuana, tolls, well, all those figures are already put into this budget before the bill has actually come to the legislature for a vote.
They're already cutting money, yeah.
Is that normal, though?
On one hand, look, they have the supermajority. I guess they figure they can pass it, but... on the other hand, without having a discussion and having the chance to debate, it's a big assumption.
How close are they to getting this toll thing through?
I hear various things. I'll hear one day that they have the votes, the next day that they don't. I don't see how any of the representatives, even the Democrats down Fairfield County, I'm not sure how they would vote for it. But again, you have Representative Doucette the other day saying that he's 50-50, and 84 goes through his district, I believe, and I can't imagine any of them supporting tolls.
They say these numbers, and there's no real plan out there. How do you have the numbers if you don't have a plan? So they had 80-something gantries,
and
it was going to make $800 million. Then all of a sudden, it's 50-something gantries, and they're still going to make $800 million.
Right.
And it was 20% out of state, and then it's 40% out of state, but it's still $800 million. But there's no plan out there.
Yeah, like,
and I think they're misreading the public, that the public's paying attention. We've been squeezed to and lied to for 8 years.
Yeah,
now we're saying, no, go, you can't spend more and then ask us for more. Go cut.
Exactly.
Is there a plan floating around there that you've seen?
I know the DOT has somewhat of a loose plan out there that has been posted on our website. But again, what you're saying, it sounds familiar because I remember during somebody's campaign just last year, it was trucks only tolls.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, this year, I just went to the toll forum last night, and I went to actually Representative Ziogas's toll forum, and they said there is no formal plan. So... again, DOT says one thing, but they'll say anything just to get it passed.
I'm shocked. I really thought Lamont was going to do trucks only. He would have got that through in 5 minutes, on to other things on his agenda. And then 2 years later, cars.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're already up.
Right.
It wasn't even 2 years later because his main financial person came in front of the Appropriations Committee a couple months ago. The first thing out of her mouth that she said was that truck only tolls. It would not bring in enough money to fund tolls, to fund our transportation system. And right then, I knew that they didn't figure it out that day. He knew months ago.
Right.
He knew before November 6th, I have no doubt.
What about ambulances and state troopers and police and fire trucks, if they're on the highways responding to a call? Do they get tolled also?
Those details, they haven't discussed them with us. The only thing I've heard is already an exemption, a low-income earner exemption.
Right.
And, so we're setting ourselves up again to
middle class.
Pound
the middle class.
Exactly. It's going to go right back on them.
They have T-shirts there, actually. Pound the middle class.
They have a pretty good business plan, though. They take care of, these voters, and then they take care of these voters, and then that will, win the day.
Right.
This is going to suck for a lot of people and for businesses.
Yeah.
So I hope you're doing everything you can to stop this.
Every day I wish it was just that we had to deal with, but we're dealing with so many bad policies. I can't tell you. My fourth contract of pay raises that we just voted on, $12,000 bonuses, and it's just one bad policy after another that, again, is, like you said, it's going to fall on the working class at the end of the day.
Of course it will.
The local media, they ask questions, but then there's no follow-up, and they just want to be friends with these politicians. The political reporters, they just want to be pals and hang out with them at parties. They're not there to, let's extract the truth of what's happening.
Yeah, work on that.
And that's why some of this is happening.
Right.
Max Reese even said they wouldn't hit a couple of the head of appropriations wouldn't have an interview with him. Wouldn't give him an interview. And if you can't defend what you're doing, then why are you up there?
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for what you're doing.
Yes, thank you.
Keep us posted. We're going to post a list of those who say they're on the fence.
Knock them
aside. Look, if you don't want to pay $100 or more a month to Easy Pass, it's just another utility bill.
Right.
And you want to force them to do the right thing, get involved. So
hold them accountable, please. Please hold your representatives accountable.
Absolutely.
They count on us just not paying attention.
Right.
And
we're paying attention now.
Well, just to let you know, also, I heard we are voting on a couple of the big gun bills up there today. So you can tune into CTN for that debate.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dumbass tries to pet a wild fox.
But it was so cute.
You big dummy.
Unidentified man filmed his encounter with a red fox on a street in South Australia.
Mm. Yeah, it's not a fox. It's a large cat with teeth.
It took a little bite out of his hand.
Oops.
Let's listen to the audio.
I don't want to be friends. Come here. Come here. Come here. Hey. Come here. Hey.
Hold on.
Fox.
So was he running? Why is he out of breath?
Mm.
Maybe he ran up to it.
Maybe he's turning them on.
He was very excited to see the fox.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah. And I like how he said, come here, I want to be friends. Like, oh, the fox is, yes.
Like
I,
a dog.
I speak Australian.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm glad you want to be friends.
I know exactly what you're saying,
in
mate.
In that case, I'm going to put down my weapon and put it back on safety.
Right, friends.
He want to be friends.
Silly me, I was going to run away.
And I had no idea. I'm so glad you said friend.
Oh, whistle. Yeah, the dog call. Okay, good. I got that.
So you're saying I'm a dog?
Come here. Hey. Fox. No, come here. Friends. Come on. Come here.
Friends. Oh,
how you doing?
I get it.
Right. Friends.
Friends.
Friends. Friends.
Friends. Yes.
Yeah.
Every creature understands that word, friends.
Oh, yes.
I come in peace.
Oh, you said friends. Oh, so I thought you said French.
Gorgeous. Oh, you f***ing. You mother
f***ing. What happened to friends?
Right.
What happened to friends?
I thought we were friends.
Mother friender. Idiot.
Right. I like how he's angry.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess the fox's fault.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
A fox being a fox.
Exactly.
A wild fox.
Right.
Yeah,
I was saying friends.
As opposed to a domestic fox.
Anything wild, you usually take a few more precautions.
Exactly. Like, don't approach it and try and be friends.
Yeah. If you see a fox and it walks up to you, it probably has rabies.
Yeah.
And it wants to share
with
you.
They see humans and they're like, I'm out of here.
I want to share with you because we're friends.
Right.
It got mad immediately.
Right. Started swearing at it.
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't think the fox understood the word friends, but it definitely understood the F word.
Exactly,
like,
yes.
This is not good. I can
right,
tell
I'm
by
your
tone.
I'm out of here.
Did the fox run off when he started yelling?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Can we hear it again? Just a yelling part.
Sure.
Hey, gorgeous. Oh, you f***ing. You mother f***ing. Go dog.
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 What do you fall?
Dog.
We down a cliff.
It sounds like you took a swing at it.
Yeah. Kick something at it, right?
Yeah.
Like an empty water bottle.
You can't catch me. I'm a fox. I'm too fast for you.
The only thing that would make that better is if you just, like, bled out right there and just, like, Saturday Night Live, like, stream of blood. Like,
I've got blood everywhere!
He just called it gorgeous, too.
Right.
Hey, gorgeous.
Right. Now it's a redder fox.
Joe, you smell nice today.
Well, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Is it Odie Herb?
It's not weed.
No. Well, you got covered up. I used to use that tactic also.
That could be it.
Always
that's
turn it around
it
on
is.
Me.
It's like
Joe LaChance, the weed guy, is in studio. Connecticut, one step away from having legalized recreational weed.
Well, it's tolls and tax talk. We need it.
Joe is the director of education for Canna Health.
Yes.
And treasurer of Connecticut Normal.
Okay, see?
How close are we? What do we got to do? One step, and what do we got to do?
One step, and it's a big step.
Oh.
Yeah. It passed the third committee, so now they've taken all three of the components of the bill, put them together, and it's now going to go to the floor for debate and a vote.
All right, so what are the committees that... So finance has to be one, right?
Finance.
Health?
General law.
Right. General law.
And judicial.
Yeah.
Those were the three.
How to make money off this, basically. You know, like if someone gets caught driving on weed, how do we get money from them? How do we get money for the weed in the first place? It's all money, money, and money.
Yeah, can't get something for nothing.
It's all three money.
No, but the judicial and the general law seems like it would be the same.
Well, the general law basically put the regular.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. They're all different.
Never mind. All right. So they got through three.
Yes, they got through three. Now they're going to combine the bills, and they're going to debate it and vote on it on the floor. They have to do it by June 5th.
Oh, they should smoke before the debate. It'd be so funny. You know, like, you always get with your friends, you start smoking and enjoying, start talking about stuff. That would be epic. Like, all right, so we're going to do about this bill.
No, I think that would be hysterical.
That would be great.
To watch, like, what's it called, CTN, Connecticut Television, whatever. Uh-huh. The political channel?
Exactly.
And they're all, like, stoned out of their mind trying to communicate with each other?
They should do it, like, in the back of, like, a Volkswagen bus, like, in Fast Times, Ridgemont High, and when it ends, it's open the door, and they'll spill out.
The room would be all smoky.
Exactly, right. Light a candle, man. Put some cologne on. Put some cologne on.
And then, like,
hot box it.
It's time for one of them to go up and speak, and they just can't stop laughing.
Right.
And they're just in that role, and it's like, I forgot what I was laughing about.
Oh.
You know, and they really should do that is before the tolls debate.
Yeah, really.
We get pizza. We need pizza brought over here.
Where do you think they are now with the votes? Do you think they're close? Not close?
There are still quite a few Democrats because, you know, they're going to just try to use all the Democratic votes to pass it through.
Yeah, that's fine.
There are still quite a few Democrats who are on the fence or who are actually going to vote no.
Where are these damn fences everybody's sitting on, for Christ's sake?
Yeah,
no.
Can we electrify them?
Seriously, yeah. Or make a barbed wire.
Barbed wire, exactly, right.
Yeah, or a picket fence where it hurts a little bit. Although some may like it.
What's the main thing? How they're going to test drivers for impairment?
Yeah, that's a big one. And now the big debate is about where the money's going to go. Because the finance committee passed a bill that put a lot of, if not all of the money, back into community redevelopment.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
And buying some more votes.
Exactly.
And certain part of the legislature likes that, but another part of the legislature and the governor does not like that idea.
Yeah, you need money, and then you get money, and you're like, oh, let's do all this stuff that we never had a chance to do.
Right. Stick to the plan.
Does that make sense to any human being?
None. Not even stoned.
Like a four-year-old would know.
Yep.
No, we actually have to spend the money on this.
Right. You're saving for a new bike. Remember that.
Anyway, so that's going to be a problem, the financial aspect of it?
Yeah. Ned Lamont wants to have control over where the money goes. And the other part of the legislature wants to make sure it goes back into the community. That's going to be the big debate of...
I love how, you know, they want to legalize a drug that could have an effect on inner cities and then say, well, we'll give the inner city's money for drug education.
We'll give them a rec center. We'll give them a rec center. Ooh, an air hockey.
Only the government could do something like that. Like, yeah.
I think I've been stoned the entire time.
You people are stoned.
But not even good weed.
Well, yeah.
The other option is send it right to the general fund, and you know what that is. That's like the great abyss. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't they do that? Just throw it in there.
Or it's never seen again.
Great abyss.
Big general fund.
Right. And it will,
it's like their credit card. They just go out and overspend.
Exactly.
And then have they worked out how it would work? Who would grow it and sell it and how we buy it? And can you buy it in a convenience store?
Right, we'll come in a pack.
How would that work?
Okay, so what they're going to do is license the growers. They're going to have three sets of licenses for small, medium, and large growers. And then they're going to have...
Oh, that's $1 zillion right there, right?
Right, exactly.
Buying the license.
Right. They want to
have they established the price for that yet?
Only for the highest tier. Now, the highest tier is going to be a $25,000 application fee.
To apply.
Just to apply. Yeah, just to apply.
Is there a fundable fee to say no?
Yeah, they can. They can say no.
Okay. We got to overthrow Hartford.
We do. I'm telling you.
Like you said, AJ, I'm starting to get on your bandwagon. We can't take all of us.
If we rush them all.
Well, the worst part is you have to pay $75,000 a year for the license if they do approve you.
So 25 just to get looked at.
Yeah, and then 75.
And they could deny it, and you don't get your 25 back.
Non-refundable.
Of course they will.
And then 75 if you get, so it's $100,000.
$100,000
to get the highest
tier.
Right.
That's per year. But that's, you know, when you're making that much money.
It's
right?
$1 million.
You get back in like a week and a half, yeah.
We already have four growers that size here in Connecticut.
Really?
And they're the ones who do the medical marijuana, and they want to take over the recreational industry as well.
Why wouldn't they?
Of course.
They're already here.
They got their money in the door.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And then they're going to try and use the regular dispensaries that they already have to sell the recreational as well.
Right. Let's talk about the royal baby.
Ah, yes, the royal baby. Ooh, yay, ooh, yay. There's the royal baby.
Are you the royal crier?
I'm the, well, actually, the baby's a royal crier. I'm the town crier.
I'm the town crier.
Actually, is it town crier? They say dumbass news. That's a royal baby. What a dumbass.
And why are you dressed like the guy from the beef eater bottle?
Because I prefer to. I'm wearing red and I drink a lot of gin.
No. Already?
As well as our time is at like 12 o'clock.
Right. All right, do we want to hear the real town crier announcing the birth of the new
baby? Of course
we
do.
This is his one job.
Exactly, it's what he does.
Is this it?
Like, what does it pay?
He just cries.
What does it pay?
No, but like if there's no baby, he has nothing to do.
He's
like
he cries about other things, maybe.
Right, yeah, really? Like, you know.
Is there other things? Like, yeah, yes. You know.
Get us ready!
The queen has just clipped her toenail!
Oh, no.
The queen is on the royal throne! Get the Febreze! Oh, yeah! Oh, oh, oh yeah!
Oh, oh, no.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh,
no! Good heavens! I'm going to put this over my face! Good heavens!
Well, they had a boy yesterday, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes, they did.
Why don't they call her princess? Is she a princess? No, she's a duchess, right?
Yeah, she's duchess, right. Like the restaurant, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. She's a big cheese.
Well, big D with cheese.
Exactly.
The boy was 7 pounds, 3 ounces, which is about normal, right?
They usually don't have 8 pounds, so he's like a little under, actually.
I think 7 pounds is like the norm.
Really? I don't know.
Sounds right.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Right. 7, 8.
Right.
All right, here's the town crier announcing the birth outside Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Buckingham Palace proudly announced the birth of a newly born royal baby boy to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. God save the Queen!
Wow.
That.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
When I hear that, I think that you do a better job.
Thank you. Maybe give my future.
And this is the guy's only job.
I'm going to go across the pond and become a town crier. Or
you
the
can
royal
just
crier.
Do it for Milford.
Yeah. Do it here.
Right.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! There's an idiot in the street with a sign!
See how they're doing. Oh. Yeah, they're taking a break.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. As soon as they know no one's watching, they just like, all right.
I heard
put the sign down. Why should we work? No one's looking.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. I heard a poof, poof.
Oh, town crier, can you announce we're about to talk to the royal baby?
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Charles and AJ are about to speak with the royal no-name baby.
Hi, royal baby.
How you doing?
Good. You don't sound like you have a British accent.
Well, no, because I'm brand new. You know, I can act somebody a little while. It's up.
Oh, wait. So when you're brand new, you come out without an accent.
Well, I came out of Megan, and Megan's not British.
Good point.
In time, I'll have the British accent.
Oh, you have a little bit now. I can hear it.
I hear a little bit. You know, I heard Danny talking, actually.
Right.
I'm English by injection. Yeah, I know it.
Well, yeah, what was it like in a royal womb?
Oh, royal womb service, of course. I was her royal choir. That was great. All of a sudden, the lights came on, and some guy yelled out, oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay. And I had a red carpet. At least I think it was a carpet. I'm not quite sure.
Are you excited about being out into the world now?
Are you freaking kidding me? Come on. I hit the lottery, for God's sake. I'm married into royalty. I mean, I'm not married. I'm born to royalty, I should say. Hey,
you didn't marry into
it. I'm a few hours old, okay? Cut me some slack.
No, I got you.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, look, my accent's coming.
Was it a difficult delivery? Did you have a tough time traveling through the birth canal?
Yes, my ride was late. I took an Uber.
Your ride.
My ride.
Wouldn't you be in some kind of royal like carriage or
exactly,
something?
Exactly, exactly. And when, you know, when the worst part was the fact it was from a fairy princess and also turned back into a pumpkin. Boy, did Bob scream on that one. Yeah, probably should have me sooner than Bob. And I went, poof, next thing you know, I had a bunch of mice and a big pumpkin. Most amazing thing I ever brought you by Disney, by the way. Yes.
Yeah. All right. You know, you don't have a name yet.
No name yet. I'm taking suggestions. Nothing but I don't want boo boo and I want asphalt, okay? Harass my fault. No.
No. All right. So no boo boo?
No boo boo. No. This is a planned thing.
Right now, just baby.
Right now, I'm just baby. Yeah.
Right.
Right. I want a rapper name like baby bird or something like that.
Like baby boy.
Baby boy. Yo, baby. Hey, doing? Hey. In the house.
Well, couldn't you be like some kind of prince? Like,
ah, well, well, there's only one prince, actually, but he passed away. Well, boy, here's some guitarist. Did you remember the Super Bowl? My God, he was great. I saw that from Baby Heaven up there. I'm watching him like, God, that guy's good. Way he spun around and stuff. I didn't like when he didn't have a name, though. That was really weird. Had their symbol going on, you know?
Well, that's how you are now. You don't have a name.
I don't have a name, no, no, no. I'm open suggestions.
All right.
Now, something cool, like
you
Frank.
Have any... Frank.
Frank's cool. Like, you know, like Frank Sinatra.
Frank doesn't sound very royal.
It's no, not.
Royal
I agree.
Frank. Come on, I'm the royal Frank. I could be a porn star for
King Frank.
Say. What?
Well, you'll never be king.
No.
Right?
No, never. No, no. Who the hell wants
so
that?
How does that work? So it's William. So it's first Charles.
Right.
Then William.
Exactly.
And then William's firstborn son.
Right, right, right. And you know, let's face it, that queen's never going to kick it, for God's sake. You know, her
that husband, would be...
Your grandmother.
Your great-grandmother.
Oh, great-grandmother.
Yeah, 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 but they call her queen. So let's be realistic over here, okay? I mean, she's got Prince Philip over there. He's still a prince. He's 95. You're freaking old, man.
You know what's funny?
What?
He gets a Brooklyn accent when he gets angry.
Well, you know, yeah.
But when he's settled, he has a British accent.
But let's not forget, Mom is from New York. Represent.
Is she from New York?
Yeah, she's a 212, man.
212.
Yeah, 212.
You've only been out of the womb for hours, and you already know the Brooklyn area code?
I'm smart. What can I say? I'm royalty, for God's sake.
Oh.
These things happen. I pay attention. Mom had a really large belly button.
All right, so besides
I hear things, man. I hear things. They tell me. They tell me
large
things.
Belly button. Not a fan.
Jeez.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Do you have any, outside of Frank, any other choices or preferences for your name?
Let's see here. I want something really cool. I like Angie. Hey, yo, Angie. How you doing? Prince Angie. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
For a guy?
Yeah, Prince Angie.
Like
Angie.
That's a lady.
Dumb idiot, that Phil.
Is there anything you want to tell us, baby?
Yeah, throw Phil the roof.
But
what's
Angie's
with that guy?
Not a boy's name.
No,
are you
Angie,
trying
hello,
to...
Angie. Hey, yo,
are you,
Angie.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, I'm not trying to. No, don't go there, for God's sake.
You're
I know
Italian
British,
now?
You may think, okay, well, weird. No, no.
No, I didn't say the
I'm
word
not
weird.
Helping John. I'm not
I just said
Freddie
maybe,
Mercury.
Maybe you want to make an
I'm
announcement.
I'm only one day old. You people are pissing me off already.
What about Alfred? That's a good royal sounding
oh,
man.
No, please. That's a button for Batman. Shut up.
How do you know about Batman, the television series?
I know everything. I'm a baby, for God's sake. I'm a royal baby. I know everything. I already have more money than your people live.
That's true.
I got more
it's
money
AJ's
than God.
It's AJ's dream.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. An easy street from now on. You think I'm going to have a hard time getting chicks? No way.
What's the first thing you're going to buy with your royal cash?
Oh, God. There's so many things. Well, I already have everything as it is right now. I want to buy somebody's soul, I think. Something different.
So somebody, weird.
Something different. I mean, oh, Prince Damien. That's cool. Prince Damien. I can be the evil prince. Yeah, that works for me. Yeah, that'd be nice. Sitting there fat in my big old castle. That's right. That's right. Do what Prince Damien wants. You're dead. I am a little evil. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
On your birth.
Yeah, it's going to be a gift of what?
Welcome to the planet.
I guess so, huh? Fine. Yeah, but thank you. Welcome. Yeah, card. Who cares?
And
trust
yeah.
fund, baby. Trust fund.
Thanks for doing your very first radio interview here.
No, I'm getting paid for this, right?
Royal baby.
There's no payment involved. Why am I talking to you then, you peasants? Get out of here.
This is for the good of the public.
Get off my phone. Right. Shut up, Phil.
Is that a cell phone you have?
Baby out, quick.
Is it hard for your little baby hand to hold that cell phone up to your head?
Hey, look at the coverage I have.
Can't even hold his head up.
Can't even help. It's a gag.
Look at the size of that little baby head.
I appreciate that. What do you say with my head?
Right. I sent Street Pete out to a massage parlor yesterday.
You look relaxed, man.
Oh, yeah.
We just wanted to see how that whole deal worked.
Right.
If you have any knowledge of this and would like to be a contributing editor to our segment here, 1-877-764-2535. Experiences at the massage parlor.
So very scientific.
My friend Al, if you're listening, he was a frequent flyer when we were younger.
Oh, gotcha.
Call in.
Frequent flyer?
Right, yeah. Right. Frequent customer. Yeah.
Frequent flyer.
Yeah, like a Subway card when he used
exactly. He's a punch holes in him. Hell, he used a knife, though.
I like how Pete's like, I'm not going to discreetly text him. I'm just going to say his name on the air and call him out right now.
Right. Because you know right who you now. Are. You're listening.
I'll text him right now.
All right. We don't want to say the name of the place you went, but can you tell us the town?
Yeah, so if you go into that website, and
that we were talking about yesterday.
Yes, yeah. There's like a little GPS pin, and it'll tell you what's within, if you want to change your mile radius between 5, 10, 20.
Right.
Milford is the Mecca of Connecticut.
Really?
For massage parlors.
Look at that. Interesting. 15. I had no idea.
15?
And there's a couple near the police station, which I'm very...
Wow. Everybody seems so uptight out there.
Well.
Those aren't that busy, those ones.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They pay you.
Yeah.
15.
It's 15 in Milford.
How did you go about picking one? What do you, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or do you go with the name, or what attracted you to the one you went to?
So the ones that give you a bath are the best ones.
They give you a bath?
Yes.
They give you a bath, or yes. You just take a bath?
No. They give you
a, they bathe you.
There's a table, and you lay down, and they give you a bath.
Oh, a sponge bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a medical condition to where if I have dairy, so I have some sort of leakage. So I made sure I had a glass of milk.
Do we want to know? I want to eat later on. I don't want to know.
It's just
what are you, lactate? Did you have dairy?
Chaz's face.
I know.
No, I wanted to make it as skeevy for them as possible.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, so you had dairy on purpose?
Yes.
Oh.
Nice. No milk.
I wasn't that bad.
No milk for Chaz's street pee.
I'm sorry, I just woke up. I had a nightmare.
Well, the first time in how many years I've known you, Chaz, you were speechless for a second there.
It's radio. Let's make it fun.
What'd you say? Street Pete. We sent him out to a massage parlor yesterday.
We owe them an apology, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go over what you just missed.
Nope.
So you picked one based on...
price, location, discretion. Like, so when you come out, no one sees you.
Discretion?
Oh. Yeah. Some have
that sounds gross.
Yeah,
I don't want any discretion.
What we're talking about before.
Being discreet.
Discreet, sorry.
Yeah, discretion. So totally different.
Is that discretion on your pants?
Yeah, it's called discretion.
Your pants are very discretion in the back.
Yeah, that's disgusting excretion. Discretion.
Discretion, sorry.
I love you, Pete.
I don't want to eat anymore.
Okay. So, you pick one. We're not going to say the name, but it was in Milford.
Right.
And so, it gives baths.
Yes.
That was important to you.
Very important. Because you want to make sure that you're clean.
I want a bath afterwards.
I feel like that'd be the last place you'd get clean.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a shower after that. Okay.
So now with the technology of Google Maps, if you put the address in, you can circle around and see if there's a back entrance, which is nice. Because a lot of these places are in plazas.
You mean the building, right?
Yeah. Pete's thinking of stuff that I would never think of this.
Yeah, well, it's all discretion, Chaz. All
right. I got discretion going in the back door.
Discretion, sir.
That's yeah.
Okay.
So you can see that, but you want discretion, especially if you're married. Especially if people know you, like people know me, Street Pete, now. My wife was cool with it, so it doesn't matter if people saw me, because obviously they must have listened to the radio yesterday.
You're on assignment, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you walk in, it's like the darkest place.
It's dark, really?
Yeah.
How the floors, that go, like, are they clean? Do you feel like your foot sticking to the floor as you're going by?
No. They're very clean. It's not like a restaurant or wherever, but it's very clean in there. I guess it has to be, because... they get rated by the health admission, so they have to get an A rating, a B rating, a C rating every month. I want to be the guy that goes in and sees and goes and rates these places, because he has to go in.
All right, you're getting off track now.
All right, so you walk in and it's they come out. They must have a camera. So they come out and they're like, oh, you want massage?
Oh, you walk into the lobby.
Yes, wow. There's nobody there.
And there's no one there.
No.
That's not creepy at all, no.
Interesting.
And, they got the
and then
music
someone
playing.
Just appears.
Yes, what? They open the door.
You're a gong for us? Bwong.
And you're like, how did you know I was here? And they must have a camera in the hallway. So you walk in and then they walk you. Like, you don't get a pick. Whoever's available.
Oh.
How many girls were there?
The next operator.
So it's like going in for a haircut.
Yes.
You could either wait for someone.
Yeah.
Or you could say whoever's available.
Right.
No. Yes or no?
Well, no, they're not that busy. So whoever's available, they just come right out.
Oh, gotcha.
There's no waiting.
None.
There's no waiting, because they're afraid. Because if you're in the lobby and you're waiting, people get afraid, like, because the cop's going to come.
Are you checking out?
Yeah, it's the whole
thing. Right, you're going
thing.
For a massage.
Yeah, all right. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going for a massage.
Right, of course. Yeah.
So, it's legal.
It's legal. So they walk you to a room and they give you a robe and you feel like...
Wait, but do you see all the other...
No, you don't see nothing.
You only see one girl?
Only see one girl.
Where do you take your clothes off?
So you can't request...
No.
Yeah, I want Sally.
I want one with, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
Back in the day, Waterbury had one where you could pick, but they were American girls.
Oh.
Wow,
so
okay. The all right, so this one is like Korea. Where... They're in rotation. It's like a batting order.
Exactly. You're yeah. up.
Batter
yeah.
up.
That's yeah. it, number 17.
Okay.
And yeah. this lady had to have been, I want to say her late 50s, early 60s, but she looked okay. You know what I mean? It wasn't, you know, like gorgeous. But.
What, Phil?
Why are these the details that matter to you?
Well, we do want to know what she looks like. Yeah. We do want to know her age. Yeah. But it's funny that he says that. Can I read the text that he sent me?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to hear it. He's squirming, so it must be good.
No. So many, I said.
Oh, yeah, too many.
Really?
Woe is all I can say, man. $50, 30 minutes, and if I wanted extra, it would have been $40.
Really?
Older woman, and let me say, if I wasn't married, it would have been really easy to fill in the blank. It's dark and creepy. Sauna room and table bath.
What's it smell like? Is it like, does it like smell nice or does it smell like a dank basement?
I'm picturing like a hotel room that the door hasn't been open in like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Like you open the door and it's like, wow, this door hasn't been open for a while.
You're right.
It doesn't smell.
No?
No. It does not smell. But they have candles burning all the time.
Do they have music playing?
Like, oh,
like,
yeah.
Candles. I can't take it. Do they have scented candles?
Yeah.
I'm out of there.
They have that kung fu music.
That really creepy Korean music.
Like, it's not kung fu music.
kung fu music.
It feels like a bad Asian restaurant without the food.
And no fish tank in the front.
All right. So you picked a place in Milford.
Right.
You went in.
Uh-huh. You walk in, and it's like Hugh Hefner. You walk in, and they give you a robe.
Oh, okay.
You take everything off.
Yeah, now do you have a change room?
Everything. Even your underwears?
Even your underwears.
Do you change in that room, or do you have like a special room for that?
No, you change in the room where you get a massage.
Okay. Just drop
and
them,
at my age, that thing...
So it's like a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Go in, put this Johnny coat on.
Right.
And at my age, that thing pops up when it wants to, so I'm walking around with a lumberjack, you know.
A tender timer?
What words are you choosing?
I'm trying to be radio friendly.
What are you, Pinocchio?
A lumberjack.
So, who's the lumberjack?
Yeah, I'm more like a toothpick. But...
Yeah, I can't even lumberjacks.
A lumberjack with discretion.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan had the blue ox and an axe.
I'm hung like a hamster, so
I think
it wasn't
the,
much.
The lumberjack is Little Street Pete.
Little Street Pete, yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha. Street Pete Jr.
I'm not hitting doors or hallways with it, so let's put it that way.
Okay.
So I'm walking around and... It's already, it's up there, so we walk to the shower.
Wait, how is that possible?
You take a blue pill?
I can't control it. I have never been able to control it since I was a kid.
Maybe
so
don't
just
put the,
randomly...
Just, yep. If I drive, it goes up.
Don't put
whatever.
The blue pill in your
really?
Mouth.
Yeah, does Drew know this? Drive the station van?
Yeah, really, no. We touch that wheel.
Not all the time, but for some reason it just goes up.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not weird. I save money on the blue pill later on in my life.
Sure isn't Cialis?
No.
I thought this report was not going to be disturbing.
No. Yeah, that was your first
Did you want generic?
This is disturbing.
You're very disturbing.
Well, I'm learning more about you than I wanted to. I wanted to learn about the massage parlor business.
So you walk in, and then they walk you to the bathroom, or the table. So
right.
It's really weird. It's a
so you have a robot, and you're excited?
A little bit.
Is the table covered in anything, like a cloth or paper or something
no.
they change?
It's a plastic cover, so there's got to be mold growing in it.
So you look like a guy looking for water? Like one of those sticks?
A water stick, yeah.
All right.
Right.
It's like a sideways teepee.
Exactly, right.
Robot.
Right, yeah.
You're naked and there's half-naked women walking around. I mean,
right.
That's okay. Not normal.
All right.
Like he's got a birthday party hat under there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, we know whose birthday it is.
So you're on the table. They put you on the table, and they I don't know where this guy had a shower, but they take they have pots and pans. Pans.
Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
It's my list.
Right. Old school.
They have pots and pans, and they're washing you. And they clean everything. Like...
Where are you sitting?
You're laying on a table.
These aren't the same pans.
They're washing you on the table?
On the table, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, this is not the same like pots and pans for cooking, right?
I don't know what they used it for, but it's...
There's a noodle in this one.
Here, have some coffee. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Appreciate that. Yeah. Want some spaghetti? Not anymore.
Here, have some stew.
Right, now we're good.
What's the name of that stew? It's Pete's stew.
Right.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. No, thanks. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. Yuck.
Pork fried Pete.
Yeah. I'll have some Dinty Moore later.
Pork fried Pete.
Exactly.
And they clean. They're very thorough. Like, they clean every crack.
Scrubbing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Every crack.
In between the cheeks?
Everything.
Wow.
Their nails, their fingers.
I don't think I'd want that. I mean, I know I wouldn't want that.
You would be embarrassed, I think.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people.
I wouldn't walk through the door in the first place. Thank you.
Yeah, that would... No, that whole thing is not my bag.
No.
But I'm very interested in hearing how it works.
I feel like I would catch them just breathing the air in
there. They're washing them on the table. So yeah. There's no, like, a doctor's office table where there's paper on it.
Yeah,
no,
like
you're
sterilizing
on
it.
The table.
And yeah. Other people have been on it.
What, do they take, like, Windex and wash it down after? I'm good.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
No.
Well,
yeah.
I had to. It was part of the assignment, so I had
That's
to do
right.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
You're after that, they walk you into
All right,
a...
So you're sitting on the table, you're laying on
oh,
the table.
Oh, I'm laying.
You're laying on
face
the table,
down.
And
face
they're
down.
Just taking a pot, and they're pouring it on you, and they're, then they're, like, scrubbing, and then pouring the, washing the soap, rinsing the soap off.
Yeah, and they have
Using pots.
Using pots. They have the rain boots on, because they're in a big walk-in shower, so they got the rain boots on.
So the table's in the walk-in shower.
Oh, yeah. It's a big shower with a table in it.
Oh, my God. It's almost like one of those pet grooming places.
It is.
That's
exactly
where you went, the pet grooming place.
Yeah. Have you seen them at the pet stores?
Yeah. They put a leash on
where,
you.
Like they put the dog right in there, and the dog sits there.
Yeah.
And when Pete came out. Pete was in there.
And when Pete came out, he had a collar and a bone in his hair.
And they gave him a bone-shaped cookie.
No, he gave it to them.
Yeah, no, he gave that to them. Yeah. Pete had the lipstick going.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So after you get out of the shower, they put the robe back on you. Or they dry you, they towel you down.
Okay.
And they put
now
the
they,
back
how many?
One.
Just one.
Just one.
That was the name, and they.
So why'd you say they? Meaning the business.
Business, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So every time that they
they towel you down. She towels you down.
Right, every time
this is the one that's going to give you the massage.
Right.
Towels you down.
Was it a fresh smelling towel?
And then gives you a robe.
Robe, and you
and
walk
you're saying she's in her 50s or something?
Yeah, late 50s,
attractive.
Early 60s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
yeah
they take
like if the cops came in and arrested you and her, you wouldn't be embarrassed of her mugshot.
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's okay. Important, I think.
Right. And are these robes taken out of like a plastic bag or
no.
Something? Like, you know, no.
Oh, no. They're,
like,
they're hanging on a hook.
That's
anybody,
a good question.
Anybody could have wore them?
Yes.
Yeah, or like they sanitized?
No, I want a fresh
you
robe.
Know, no, oh. When they come out of the, you know how they, how do they do it? You know, like they'll put the, your slippers like in a hotel. In the,
yeah, exactly. I want those.
Right.
Yeah, I want
like brand
I want
new.
Hey, and I get to take them home after I'm done. Someone else uses them. Yeah.
so
this robe's
one.
Been used by yeah. God knows how many people.
They take it off the hook and put it on you.
Okay.
All right, so you
does it
in?
Seem like it's been clean since the last
yeah, there's
use?
No, there's no bounce.
It seems heavy, so it seems like it's still moist from the last Yeah.
At this point, I'm out of there already. I don't care what kind of assignment I'm
was she topless
out.
When she was giving you the...
No, she had yoga pants on and a wife beater.
Oh.
Okay.
But and best. That's it?
That's it.
I don't like the term wife beater.
I'm no, sorry.
So you mean like
a tank top.
Okay, yeah. Tank top.
Yeah.
So like a white tank top?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And no bra?
No.
So now her shirt's wet? Okay.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm just trying to get visualization.
But you're in a moist room on a table
happening.
Everybody sat on. No.
Well, she probably weighed about 90 to 100 pounds, though. She's not top heavy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then what happened?
Then they walk you to a sauna, and you're scared because the room is the size of this table.
That's small.
Yeah. And they close
like
the door
closet.
Behind you, and you're like, oh, my God. I'm
like a steam
now,
closet.
Are
there like roast pork buns
he
in there?
Says this table.
Yeah.
And... Only five of us can see
right.
This table.
Right,
it's like a cot.
Yeah, basically.
Like a clock.
Like a military cot.
That's what,
just enough room for one person.
All right.
Yeah.
Right?
14 inches by 15 inches.
Their feet were hanging over the edge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a steam room. They put the little
it's
roast,
a massage table.
The roast pork buns.
No. This is a steam room.
It's a closet.
It's a closet. It's like a linen closet.
The sauna.
But I'm claustrophobic, so when they close the door, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in the middle of a room. There's no windows.
Was there
no
a timer?
Escape route.
Right. Was there an inside latch to open the door?
Nothing.
Dude, you could have been dinner, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Pete Stew.
Exactly.
Ew.
Yeah.
And then after that, you go into the room. And then they clap.
How long are you in the sauna?
2 minutes. Just to get dried up.
What's the point? Oh, just to dry. It's like a blow dryer.
Yeah.
It's like they put you under a giant hand dryer in the bathroom.
Or the Arby's like the French fries.
They press the button.
Like a big Dyson.
I've heard, too, that masseuses, is that the right word?
Yes.
Masseuses you, like you to go in the sauna first to get your muscles all, like, loose and ready.
Loosen you up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pete needed extra time in
alcohol
there.
Alcohol works.
They got to heat Pete first.
Heat Pete.
Right.
So you, all right, so you come out of the sauna.
You come out of the sauna, you go into the room, and now she climbs on you like you're a jungle gym. Like, they have no boundaries.
Did
no,
she walk on your back at all?
She doesn't walk on my back, but she sits on my butt, and she's kneading and kneading. It was like a watching.
So
the,
it's butt to butt.
Like your dough.
Yeah, butt to butt.
Like your dough.
The only thing separating your butt and her butt is a pair of yoga pants.
Yoga pants, yeah.
And okay. Aren't you wearing a towel, or no?
I'm There's wearing no, like, nothing.
No towel draping over nothing. You.
Well,
Jesus, she's earning her money.
Legally, you have
Pete's
to cover
naked,
the
and
area.
She's like, okay,
yeah,
time to work.
Every time she like rubbed your back, did you hear from your butt?
You like have to cover the area. So there's a towel over your butt, but that thing keeps getting moved.
So nice, they're moving around.
Their fingers are like they must have really extra long pinky fingers. Because every time they're kneading,
like ET fingers,
yeah, they graze your testicles,
your junk,
and your
junk
and your butt crack.
She lost a ring in there.
You see why I drink dairy?
That poor woman. She jumped into a vat of acid.
Your proctologist, because they were engaged.
She's like, oh my god, my hand.
There was a long pause.
Yeah, then she jumped in the steam closet.
The more you try testicles. To use words you're supposed to use, the worse this sounds.
It does. Yeah.
Discretions.
You paint a really rosy picture.
Well, we've been doing this for a long time. I don't think I ever heard someone say, grazed my testicles.
No, except for like a bullet.
You weren't there.
Yeah, no, I was not. All right, so now, is your front on the massage table?
Yeah, but they have a bunch of towels, so they keep that sanitary.
All right, very good. Yeah, well, you're towels. On the towels, which God knows what happened.
Yeah,
on
we don't
towels,
know who washed them.
Anyway, so.
I would have liked to
how long did the whole massage last?
30 minutes. Well, 27 minutes.
You timed it?
And then at the end, they're like, okay, Fleep, they do more on your back.
They say Fleep.
Fleep, Fleep over.
They're Spanish all of a sudden, baby, Fleep.
And then she's like, you named Peter? I'm like, yes. She go, you want me to make Peter cry? And she's pointing.
Oh.
Make Peter cry.
Make Peter cry. I want to make the laugh,
all
actually.
Right, well, there's the code.
Yeah, Peter
did
cry.
You say how much to make Peter cry?
Yeah.
How much was it?
40.
So 40. So you paid 50 and then another 40.
Well, I didn't
you
pay.
You can, yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
But you paid 50 for the massage.
Right, right. And then you got to pay another, on top of it.
So then 90. Another 40.
Right.
She'd make Peter cry.
You get to cry.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that code.
Interesting.
It's pretty good.
And if you say no, they take a scalding hot towel and they throw it on your on your junk.
Oh. And then Peter started crying.
No soup for you.
Right.
They get pissed that you say no.
Wow.
Because that's their money. The extra, the 50s that's what, for the store.
Yeah. Yeah. That's their money.
That's
yeah.
their tip, literally.
Oh. All right, Pete. Nice job. So, you going back today?
Yeah.
All right, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Nice job, Pete.
Thank you.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, don't go there if you're married. It's not worth it.
You got to pay for the final thought.
It's worth it to go, but it's not worth it if you're married because it doesn't have the whole feeling.
The whole feeling.
Yeah.
Can you be more clear?
Right. Okay, thank you, Pete. We have two amazing stories here. We're going to tell you why they're here in a second, but let's hear these stories. We'll start with Gary. Gary Henry, where are you from?
I'm from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay. 6.5 years ago.
6.5 years ago, yes.
What happened?
I was in a house. I was working as a technician for Pioneer Gas, which is a gas company.
Oh, yeah. Okay. From Shelton.
Shelton, Connecticut, yes.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I was working in a house. There was a gas leak in the house. and something went wrong.
So when there's a gas leak in the house, mm-hmm. shouldn't you call, like, someone, or you're that person?
I'm that guy.
Oh, you're the guy who goes and checks it out. Yeah. Okay, all right.
I'm that guy.
I'd be the guy who runs outside and says, there's a problem in there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on the air out here.
Yeah, you're the one who goes in when that happens.
Yes, exactly. So I was there with a partner of mine. We were going there and installing some stuff and whatnot, and then we noticed a gas leak. And so I went outside, I shut off the gas, and came back inside, and something went wrong, and the whole house exploded.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Like the whole house?
The whole house. It picked up the house off the foundation.
What?
That's the whole explosion, yeah.
So you're in the house.
I'm in the house.
Someone else is in the house with you? You and your partner?
Me and the partner.
And the house. So there was enough gas in that house.
Yes.
To blow it off its foundation.
Yes.
Even after the gas was turned off.
Yes. It was filled up with gas.
Right.
Yes.
Like a balloon.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So what lit that? So someone said, hey, you got a light?
Yeah.
I can't see in here.
Yeah, you don't got to smoke.
Hey, I can't see in this oven. Here, hand me a lighter.
Right. Yeah.
Dog!
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that had to be horrific, right?
It was.
You're in the house. What's the last thing you remember?
I was in the basement. I was about to walk back upstairs. The door was open, and I was walking up the stairs, and I just felt a big, you know, it was just a big explosion. I just got pushed forward, slammed right into the stairs, and everything was just kind of on fire. I couldn't see much. Everything was very smoky.
So you weren't knocked out?
Not completely.
No. Oh, wow.
No, I was kind of
hazy. You're dazed.
I'm dazed.
Like,
I'm trying
at the beginning of Saving Private Ryan when the grenade goes off by his head.
Yeah.
Was it like that?
Yes,
where you're like, you kind of know what's going on, but you don't hear everything?
Yeah. You see things moving.
You don't
moving,
feel right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea. And I'm just like, what just happened? I couldn't hear anything. Everything was just, you know, a cloudy mess. And I see somewhat of the light, and I'm kind of like climbing up the stairs, trying to get out as best I can. There's things all in my way. And
what do you mean, just like debris?
Debris,
there's just
yeah.
stuff everywhere.
And the house was, you know, some of the walls were kind of crooked. It wasn't exactly how it was before. So I'm like just trying to move things out of the way. I was trying not to touch thing that was on fire, but...
You're on fire.
Oh, yeah. My whole back's on fire.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You're on fire.
I'm on fire. Yes, exactly.
Did you think you were going to die?
I wasn't sure. I mean, you know, my adrenaline is pumping.
You know it's bad.
Yeah,
I know
it's
bad.
Gotta
I know
get
it's
out of
bad.
Here, though. Yeah.
I'm trying to protect my face.
Do you hear your partner?
I didn't hear anything. Like,
couldn't hear anything?
Yeah. No, it was very...
So you didn't even hear the flames?
No, I couldn't hear
How did
much.
You know you were on fire?
Oh,
I could feel it.
Oh, I can feel it.
You're in pain?
I'm in pain. I could feel it. So I finally get outside. I get to, like, the door to get outside, and, you know, I'm outside, and everything's just a cloudy mess, and... eventually, I kind of just I fell on the ground, and then there was all the neighborhood people were around, and they came up to me, and they were just patting me with towels and whatnot to put me out. Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yep. By the time I was able to see, I was out of the cloudy mess. I looked over, my arms were out like this, almost like, you know, Jesus crossed.
Yeah.
And the skin was just hanging down like
that. Oh,
jeez.
Yes. That's what it looked like.
So you knew it was bad.
It was really bad. And then I finally ran into my partner at some point during this whole crazy mess. I ran into my partner, and I see him, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, hey, how you doing, Randy? And he's like, who are you? Didn't recognize me.
So you're that bad.
Yeah, he didn't recognize me at all.
Where was he? Was he okay? Or?
Yeah, he was okay.
So
yeah.
He wasn't on fire. Was he in the building?
He got burned a little bit, but the way it exploded out towards air.
Right.
So the doors open at the top, and I was right there.
Okay.
So you got hit with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn. It. And your partner sees you and says, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
What are you doing? And I'm like, it's Gary. It's me. He's like, oh, my God. And at that point, I was like, my whole face is toast.
You knew it was bad.
Yeah,
you
know, oh, my God.
Really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
How much of your body was burnt?
55% of my body is burned.
55%.
How long did that take to recover, and are you completely recovered?
It took about two months or so. I was in the hospital, and then from there, it was another couple of weeks in rehab, and then out of that, I went for 2 years of physical therapy after that. So it was like a three-year process.
Like, I can see your arms. Like,
yeah,
your
absolutely.
Arms are
yep.
My scarred.
Yep, my whole body is grafted from my neck all the way down to my feet.
Your face looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah.
you know, so I know that's a lot of surgeries I'm looking at here.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, for having happen what you had happen,
yep.
You look like you're in great condition.
Yep.
And we'll talk about why you're here in a second, but I want to talk to Dan right now, Dan Gentile. Where are you from, Dan?
Plymouth, Connecticut.
What's your story?
Well, basically what happened was there's 5 gallons of gasoline we were getting rid of, lit on fire. It exploded for some reason.
What do you mean you have 5 gallons of gas?
Is it a barbecue or something?
Bad mistake. No. Bad,
yeah, because this sounds like this is shenanigans.
This is something not smart to do.
Gotcha.
Right. So you had 5 gallons of gas. Now, who's we?
Me. Well, my son was there and two of his friends.
How old are your sons? Or your son?
8 years ago. 21.
So he's young 20s. Yeah. His friends are young 20s. Mm-hmm. And you have 5 gallons of gas.
Yep.
And you decide...
Just, it was just old gas from a snowmobile, and you do stupid stuff. Men do stupid things.
We do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What they say is Bridgeport Hospital wouldn't have a burn center if it wasn't for men.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. But, it just lit it up, and it just exploded. For some reason, I grabbed the bucket, carried...
Wait, you lit it up?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah.
It's in a can?
Yep. No, not in a can, just on the ground.
Oh, you dumped it out on the ground.
And then lit it.
And you thought...
Yeah, just... It was old gasoline.
That is stupid.
Like a clean baseball field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then it blew up, but it was old gasoline. It wasn't fresh, but it's volatile no matter what.
Yes.
So anyways, grabbed that bucket. I carried that bucket, which was not smart. Do not do that. When you're on fire, you don't know what you're doing. So I ran into a truck, caught that pickup truck on fire. By that time, it all blew up.
So this whole thing goes
the
up.
Plastic,
giant.
Oh, yeah. I was in the center of a fireball.
Yeah. So you grab the gas can thinking, let me get this can
out of here.
Right. Yep.
And that made things worse?
Oh, yeah.
Because
then I ran into, I caught a pickup truck on fire, literally burned my
legs.
Wait,
how did you
arms.
Do that? By throwing the can?
No, I ran into it.
You ran into
you
the
ran
truck.
Into it, right.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think? All right, so you said, you don't think when you're on fire.
No, you're in and out of consciousness. I was basically burned pretty bad at that point in time. Ran into the side of the truck, caught that on fire, then I turned around. We had a hose in the garage. I'm like, get the hose. Just put me out.
Oh.
But by that time, thank God my son and his friends, they knew that one was an EMT. One was a firefighter. So they threw me to the ground.
Wait, hold it. And none of these guys said, I think this gas can's a bad idea?
No, they did say that.
Right.
Oh, they did. And yeah, you just didn't listen. Yeah, you're like,
what do you guys know?
Not yet. Brenda.
I'm older.
You know, you if you didn't have an EMT there, you might not be alive now,
That's true. They saved my life. They threw me to the ground, smothered me out, called the ambulance. Then I went to St. Mary's Hospital.
Well, while you're waiting for the ambulance, how are you completely out? Or?
Yeah, you fade in and out from because I was burned so bad. You go into shock.
How much of your body was burned?
85%.
Had like blinding pain, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No. 85%. The pain. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, but the pain literally. I didn't feel the pain. They kept telling me that I was saying my feet still had nerves, so my feet were hurting. So they said that I was complaining about my feet. But as far as the pain, no. When you're burnt that bad, you don't feel it, but you phase in and out of consciousness. Like,
and your hands are messed up.
So. Yeah, my hands, my arm. This arm's stuck. But
you lost use of your right hand?
Yeah, I have somewhat use of it. You know, but the fingers are, you know, they get all fused. This joint got fused. I went to St. Mary's. They sent me down to Bridgeport Hospital. I was in a medically induced coma for 5 months. And
months?
Oh, yeah. I had to learn how to walk again.
You were in a coma for 5 months because they're like, we don't want to bring him out.
So you can heal, yeah.
It's so bad.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Wow.
And the funny part, I was running for Board of Ed at that time. I won the election being in a coma. So
Wow.
Yeah. But...
were you going to win if you didn't let yourself on fire? It's kind of an extreme way to win.
Yeah, really. Toward a stack of the deck.
It's not the reason for doing it. It was just plain, just stay away from gasoline and matches. That's very bad. That's the safety tip of the day.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. Well, you guys are both miracles.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, thank God.
And you're here to spread the word on how we can help people who are in your situation.
Yeah.
Or become in a situation you were in.
It's a great society that, you know, they've helped me a lot, get through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So tell me about this. That's the Connecticut Burn Center?
Yes.
Bridgeport Hospital, firefighters, chili cook-off?
Yeah, we're having a cook-up for the SOAR programs, the survivors offering assistance and recovery, which is an excellent program. When I was in the hospital, they didn't have it. I'm one of the founders with four other people that started this. We go in and we volunteer and talk to survivors, and they have the Phoenix Society does a yearly congress where over a thousand to 1,200 burn survivors get together. Amazing, like the stories you share, the camaraderie. It's this convention is second to none. It's uplifting for me every year to be there, and I get so much out of it. It helps me get through the next year. It's amazing, a great bunch of people.
Would have been great for you after you woke up 5 months in a coma.
Right. Yeah.
Or Gary, for you, like to just have someone to come in and say, absolutely. I'm going to tell you what this is going to be like.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to link up to whatever website you have so people can learn more information. Yeah. When's the chili cook-off?
May 23rd.
May 23rd.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Boy. I don't think you guys should cook the chili.
No. No. We'll serve it to you. We'll serve it to you.
I've learned my lesson.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah. Unbelievable.
I'm glad you're still here, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's great what you guys are doing. And that Bridgeport Hospital burn unit is something else, huh?
Yes,
it really is.
Go ahead, Gary.
I have the pleasure of working on that unit. I'm one of the therapists on the unit. So it's just a pleasure. And what the CT Friends of the Phoenix is a peer support program for, you know, not just for this burn victims on the unit itself, but it's years after. So once they get out of the hospital, what's now? What's life now? And that's where we come into play. We go in, we do different events throughout the year, and this is just one of them that we're doing to help raise money to do different events throughout the year.
Firefighters are pretty amazing, too, right?
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
It's not enough to save the person, but they do all the follow-up with the survivors.
Absolutely.
And the program has helped me out for years. You know, the support, they have a Facebook page, Phoenix Burn Survivors. There's another one, Burn Survivors of New England. It's such a great knit group of people, and they're always open, new stuff coming out. Stem cell now, where they spray stem cells on your skin. There's such brand new,
advances
that come out in, we get to see that every year at these conventions and talk to people that go through surgeries. Actually, Kesha, that was one of our survivors, if you watch America's Got Talent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she started out because we have a talent show at the end of the Survivor conference, and she singing, and she made her way all the way to AGT.
No kidding.
Nice. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
That's amazing story.
Well, Gary, Henry, and Dan Gentile, thanks for sharing your stories.
Yeah, man.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.